That guy's a champ.
We are joined here by Steve Torrance, driver of the Capco Contractors Top Fuel Dragster, winner, of course, in the Top Fuel category here at the Carolina Nationals, and continuation of what has been, to this point, the most dominating countdown performance in National Hot Rod Association history. No one in the history of this organization has ever gone 16 rounds in a row in the countdown until the Capco team completed that feat this day. It's his ninth win of the season. He is now 9-0 in final round appearances in the 2018 season. And the numbers are all cool and everything, but I'm guessing pretty much irrelevant until we get through the last two races of the season.
Absolutely. Leave it up to a bunch of rednecks to come out and do something we couldn't have ever thought was done. You know, I just looked at the points really and saw what they were, but it's been truly unbelievable and nothing less than just a miracle for us to be able to go out and accomplish what we've done. I told those guys, I brought everybody together yesterday and just had a team meeting of guys, don't let this moment pass us by. Look at what we've accomplished as a team. Look at what we're doing. Yeah, we're in the very middle of this thing, and it's truly remarkable what we've done. We're a family-run, family-owned, family-sponsored race team, and every one of those guys right there are family to me. What we did last year, we weren't able to cap it off and be a champ, but I think that we proved that we could. And to come out and just the intensity and the focus that Richard Hogan, Bobby Lagana, Justin Cross, and every one of those guys have given to going out and maybe not being the fastest car every lap, but winning the round and not making mistakes. That's, you know, I just sit back in awe because I did my job today. They've saved me a couple times, you know, through this deal, but it's a team and it takes the whole village to make this machine work. And I couldn't be more proud of what those guys are doing. And I'm the kind of like the hood ornament. I'm sitting up there getting all the glory and coming through first, but they're pushing me to the front and it's pretty special to be part of.
Every one of these Wallys that somebody wins has a multi-day story behind it. You know, it has a story of qualifying and a story of the way eliminations developed. This one particularly, speak to the meaning of it in the fact that it was probably the most kind of holistic team win we've seen you guys have over the course of the season. You mentioned it briefly in your comments earlier, but the fact of the matter is you pedaled your way to a victory one round, got a whole shot, went other rounds, had a car that was outperforming the cars in the other lane and the other round. So really, every single part of the operation right now is clicking probably as best as it could.
Yeah, you know, final round especially, you can't go up there. Well, you know, all of the rounds, Leah, Tony, Brittany, even the Greek, I mean, that guy's going to keep you honest, you know. And we dodged a bullet first round, goes out and rattles the tire, and somehow I pedaled it and it stayed hooked up. Usually I start smoking the tires and going sideways and everything, but Leah was a big round, and you know, that team right there is fighting. They're fighting hard to get back into the deal. And it was, I think, I looked at the ladder one time and it was Clay and Tony and me and Leah. And I mean, that's really your four people that are in the middle of this brawl. I think Tony got a little bit aggravated with me. I might have let him sit there a little long and he came over and told me about it. But I did also remind him that he's done that to me before too. And sometimes that peel don't taste as good when you got to take it yourself. It's racing, you know, like I said, you go up there to win. Final round against Brittany, when you got Alan Johnson on your side, I mean, that guy has a golden horseshoe. He really does. I mean, he goes up there and pulls stuff off that nobody can do, nobody thought he could do, and he does it time and time again. So you can't take him lightly. In the final, I knew that they would be right there with us, if not outrun us, but I felt confident that I could leave on Brittany. And just because I've been on my game. I was on my game the two rounds before, and that's what it's going to take. I mean, you don't win a championship by default. You know, you go up there and you do your job when the crunch time is on. And today was the biggest race of the season for us. I mean, we needed to capitalize. We needed to gain points. We needed to gain rounds. Clay going out, that opened the door. And we did what we needed to do.
Yeah.
Steve, every year I ask you, I said, how do you think you're going to top this next season? Have you ever asked yourself already this year how you're going to top this season?
No, sir, because I don't remember who asked me last week. They said, what do you got to do? What do you got to do to try to win this thing? And I said, we got to qualify first. And that's been every one of our mentalities going into this countdown is qualify, win first round, go from there. You know, you can't look ahead. You can't look into the future, or you'll stumble on something that you didn't see. So I think that we've just taken this, you know, one round, one day at a time, and you keep your head down and just work, and eventually somebody will say, hey, look up, you either won or you didn't, you know, and that's where we're at right now. The points will take care of, if we win them all, the points take care of themselves, and that's really what we're going to try to do. I mean, I feel like that car is on me, and I'm glad to be driving it. I'm glad I don't have to race that one.
Congratulations, Steve.
Thank you very much. Hey, I want to bring everybody's attention to Lewis Bloom. He is the statistician. I'm proud of him. He does a good job. Nobody.